Hey there, foreigners! This is Rohit from BreakingTheBorders.com, home of the ambitious immigrants. Today's guest is Neha Gupta. Neha is the founder of WomenRelaxology.com. She was a marketing professional for 9+ years and she was really tired by the stresses of the corporate world, and she realized that women really need something, some place to relax. And that was her motivation to start Women Relaxology. Neha, welcome to Breaking the Borders podcast.
Hi, thank you. Thank you so much, Rohit, for inviting me here.
So I read an article the other day, almost it's been a month, I think, and which said Indian women are one of the most stressed out demographic in the entire world. Is that, why do you think that is?
I think that's something which has been written very well everywhere about women stressed out in India. And I feel that, yes, that's there because, you know, in India, we are grown up like that, where women has responsibilities from the day she is born. And in India, the women always take their responsibility to a very, very mature level, whether she's a mother, whether she's a sister, whether she's a house, she's a wife. Or, you know, whether she's a friend. So I think that's how, since they take the responsibility to very mature level, that's how I feel that they are very stressed out. Yeah. Because they want to perform the best in every role what they have got in life.
Yeah.
So, and you know, we have been traditionally, India as a country is, you know, cultured, very traditional. The background we come from, he always says that, you know, you should take the responsibility in a very well-mannered way.
Yeah.
And
so that
perform
was mostly
best
like in it. Responsibility at home, right? And now I feel like with the women empowerment movement that is going on, the Indian women are getting the worst of both, which is you have to not only take care of the home, you also have to go out and earn and, you know, do both stresses of both the man, or traditionally the stress of a man and the traditional stress of a woman is on the modern day women.
Yeah, I think you're very much right on that. You know, in today's world, women has become an equal opportunity professional and person. You know, they have become multitasking. They perform equal responsibilities at home, at office, and you know she has different challenges. So I think yes, it has been like she has to perform the duties everywhere wherever she has. So yes, that part has really developed and. That has been the challenging way what women are developing today.
So what is Women Relaxology? The name says a lot of it, but if you were to describe it in one or two lines, what would you say?
So Women Relaxology is something which I was discussing just a moment back to you, that women today has a lot of stress in her life, especially in India, where she's performing different tasks and, you know, whether she's a mother or a sister or an employee in any organization. So whole of these problems were occurring. I have been also a marketing professional for 9 years, and as you said, and have really gone through these challenges. So Women Relaxology is, if I say in a word, is a platform which provides a really, you know, a me time to the women who want to have some freedom in their life, where they want to have some peace, some happiness, you know, live that extra mile in their life. That is whole about Women Relaxology. So in total, it's a platform which provides workshops, sessions, space for talents like photography, travel, book, food, spirituality, health, and entrepreneurship. Yeah. Also with a networking zone and where you can have meetups and can network with different kind of women who can be your friend, your advisor, your business partners, or just like that, you know, you
right.
just meet up.
So it's a
and
platform
also,
for women to relax. So like we will
yes.
come to the details of what events, what kind of places we have. But before we get into that, I want to know what you mm-hmm. were doing before. You quickly mentioned that you were a marketing professional. You were working for 9 years as a marketing professional.
Yes.
Was life very
yes.
stressful as a marketing professional? How was it at that time?
Life in corporates are always stressful. Rohit, so I think that is something every professional would agree with me, because you have deadlines, you have outputs to give, and you have people around you whom the performance really matters. And being me into marketing, I have traveled the country, and I was literally traveling 10 days a month to really get my things sorted in my KRAs. I mean, so yes, it was stressful. It was enjoying also, because I learned a lot of things in my life through my professional career. Today, if I'm able to make something like Women Relaxology, my professional career has a lot of impact on it. Because while I was working, I could meet so many women in any FMCG companies where I worked. A lot of time, my target audience were women. And through those experiences only, I understood that, you know, there is something which is really required for the women of today, which can really not only empower them, but also can improve the quality of their life. So that's how my profession has really impacted me to really build something like this.
Yeah. So what happened in 2012? You said you had a conversation with someone which changed the way you were looking at women and work life.
So this was a conversation which happened with one of my, a senior, I could say. She was working with me in my last class organization, and we were just having a chit chat discussion on how things are really moving very fast in whole life, and women are having so many challenges. She was just, she was a married woman having two kids, and she was at a very big level. So she was saying that there's so many challenges in life, but apart from everything, if you really ask me, Neha, if I have a place where I can just sit back, relax, read a book, or really meet, my kind of women, it would be the most relaxing, most my time, or I can say it will be the most amazing time of my life. And even in a week, for 1 hour, if I get that, I think that is something which I would really want in my life.
And she's not able to have it because she
doesn't know that if something like this can ever exist, or something like this can anyone else think of. Mm-hmm. And while she was just conversing with me on that particular thing, it really clicked me that yes, exactly. That's not. I was thinking that being a single woman being a single girl, that's what I also want. But it's a problem of every woman, whether she's married, whether she's single, and every woman today wants to really have a stress buster, which can be in a form of just a place or just a networking chit chat. So we were just conversing, and I could find out that now that it's time that I have to think of something like this.
Yeah.
But at
this time, it was still not like a business idea or anything, right? It was just a casual conversation.
No, it was not a business idea. It was just a casual conversation.
There was a point when it was a business idea. You mentioned before we started call that around September of 2014, you had another similar conversation, or I don't know, maybe a different conversation with someone very close to you. What happened in that conversation?
Yes. So in September 2014, I was just discussing this with my mother, saying that, I've been working for 9 years, and I have been spending a lot of time in my corporate life and meeting a lot of women. And I feel that if there is something which can be there, where these women who are really working, or, who are homemakers, can have something which has a particular kind of time where they can spend together, whether it's through earning a different talent, or just having a networking zone or something like that. How does that work? So my mother was like,
it sounded like the same conversation, right? What was different about talking to your mother? I'm curious to know.
So I think my mother supported me in saying that if you really want to change it, do it for that. I mean, don't discuss that. The discussion what we had previously with my finance department head, it was more of a conversation, the situation analysis. But my mother gave it away that how exactly can you address that?
Uh-huh.
I mean, you are just saying that, this is something happening, this is something you are observing. What do you really want to do with that conversations, or what do you really want to, pursue further with it? Is this just the conversation you want to have, or you want to really line it up into something? So that clicked in my mind that, now it is not the time to just think of it. It's the time to shape it.
Yeah.
So shaping it means that it has to be either.
Sorry, go ahead. Just finish up what you're saying. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah. So at this point in time, it was more of shaping it into something.
Got it.
So 2014, when I was speaking to my mother, she really helped me, or, pushed me in shaping it up to something.
So rather than just make it into action. But at this time, it was still only personal, right? You're worried about your own stresses. So after this, you were thinking what to do with this realization that you were stressed out. What are the different things you were thinking at that time? What are the different options you had?
So, I mean, that point in time, if I talk about September 14, the life was really into varied ways, honestly. Varied ways was in the things that, you know, if really I want to, you know, continue in what scenario I am, whether I should go for a better job and, you know, just earn more, or whether I should settle down, because obviously it's the age of marriage that I should settle down, have family, get into a prospect, get married. Or really, I want to be with my parents who are really, you know, there alone over there and do something with them.
I want to. You were in Delhi at that time.
So they're
right?
based. Yes. My mother and my father are based out in Varanasi.
I see.
So they are alone there. I mean, since they come often to Delhi in a quarter. But yes, since my father has a business over there, so they both are there.
So you had all these options. You could even go move back with your parents and maybe
yes,
live with them for a while.
Exactly.
And it's
exactly
de-stressing for you and de-stressing for like it's like helping them also. So what is the path you finally chose and when did you do it?
So 2014, the discussion started happening. I switched. First thing what I did was I switched my job. I went to another organization where I thought that, you know, maybe this thing which is happening in my mind can cool down, can mellow down, and I would be, you know, stress free, new job and everything. So I first started working at another organization with a good package of, you know, 25, 30 lakhs. So I was thinking that this would really make me feel better. And I think I will see that what I have to further.
Okay.
But when I went to this job and, you know, 14 to 15 was a time, the year, it was like, you know, for me now, this is not what I want. The decision had happened in my mind. I have to start something of my own, which is basically really on the platform which I've really struggling to decide for last 2-3 years. And when my mom said that it's just not about thinking, you have to really shape it up. So I in the month of October 2015 just put down my papers and I started thinking in my mind that I have to set up something of my own.
Okay.
And when I say something of my own, it has to be a network based community setup, whether it's where I can really work on what I'm thinking of about really de-stressing life.
Got it. And this time it was just an idea of de-stressing life. You didn't know what you wanted to do exactly, how you would do it. And you kind of took a leap of faith. Sorry?
Yes, that's the most painful point, you know, when you're saying that I want to de-stress, but you really don't know. So it was just shaping up. Yeah, it was
Got
very
it.
Tough time.
So it was a leap of faith, right? Were you scared at that time to actually give in your papers?
Yes. So, I mean, everyone was actually shocked saying that, you know, why are you moving out? And I said, I don't know. I mean, I have to take up something which I really want and I really want to continue. So I think that happened. And then I was just thinking what exactly I have to shape up now to whether it will be, you know, just making a online portal where this kind of concept would evolve or, you know, this kind of thing.
But before you go into what you...
The concepts of it was just a thing that something this would happen and women will talk and everything or whether it
let me interrupt, sorry, before you go into what you wanted to do, I'm curious to know, were you really scared at that time?
I was leaving such a high paid job and, you know, pursuing your dream. I was, you know, honestly, on a financial front, I was a bit nervous. But on my, personal front, where I have family and friends to support me, I was damn confident.
Yeah.
Because this shaping it up came from my mother only, no one else. I mean, she had so much of faith in me that, you know, if I'm talking something, there must be some really, deep rooted incidents with me. That's why I am trying to shape something like this.
Got it.
So definitely
so
the family support.
You were counting on the people around you at that time, though financially you were not sure. So when did this thought become a business idea? You are talking about the time when you were having coffee and went on a long drive with your friends.
Yes.
Can you talk to us about that time?
I am blessed with two of my best friends from my college time, and we have been together for last, I would say, 9-10 years now. And we were just, one of my friends, she traveled from Mumbai to Delhi, and she just came in the morning. Mm-hmm. We picked her up and from the airport, and she said, let's have a cup of coffee together. So we went on a drive, and I was just driving down, and she just said, you know, this is something which I really feel is a time where I am the most relaxed person on this earth. Mm-hmm. And this is something what I want in my life.
This when as I'm really in the time up. That you are spending right at that moment, like together. Having the coffee.
Yes, like in that. And that time it clicked me, yes, this is it. This means that, a de-stressing life means to spend some time on things which really values you with your girls.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly, if I say with your girls.
Mm-hmm.
So when I say with your girls, it has to be 2-3 places. One is if I really have a place where, you know, I meet similar kind of people, women, similar kind of minds. I think that would be something which is really, really a good business place, or, you know, that would be a really good thing for me to really shape it up into a business idea. Then one of my friends, she's a photographer.
Are you talking about Maria?
Yes, I'm talking about Maria.
Okay.
So, so it was just
Maria and Shubhra that you were having the coffee with on that day?
Yeah, exactly. Yes, okay. It was Maria and Shubhra were okay. having coffee together.
Mm-hmm.
So then, Maria just interrupted and said, you know, whenever I click after office, I'm really exhausted, and I'm really just don't want to do anything on a weekend. If I really just go click a monument and, you know, just get some good pictures, that means my day. That makes me really happy. That gives me that space of time what I want. I really get out of every stress what I want. Then it clicked me again that, you know, there is something which is apart from academics.
Mm.
If you have something in life which is apart from academics and it gives you that much of happiness and patience, and especially women, then definitely there is again something which can be developed through this. So that clicked there, and I said that, yes, that's what I was thinking of. I think the two things which married that time was, a distinct talent, which is apart from academics.
Mm-hmm.
And second was a networking or a meetup kind of a thing, would be really a space for women to really have their own time.
But just the opinion of your friends alone is not enough to start a business, right?
Yes. Do
you ask anyone else apart from your friends?
So I think that day the conversation went very well between me, Shubhra, and Maria, and we were discussing that. And then I told them that this is what I'm thinking right now. And they said, I think it's since, you know, we all have been researchers. We started a career as a market researcher, and Maria is always a full time researcher, and Shubhra is also into research. So we said, you know, whenever we get stuck in any bottlenecks of the project when we were working, we always go for research. If there is an idea which will click or not click, go for research. So what we did was, I met different kind of women into the age bracket of 25 to 40 years old. And this I conducted in Delhi, Mumbai. So what I did, I framed the right kind of audience, that what kind of women I would like to meet. And I discussed this whole thing with them.
Mm-hmm.
So there were, you know, married females, there were single females, there were females who were, you know, a bit of separated, mm-hmm. or, you know, even divorced. So I just made a set where I met three married, three single, three separated, something, that kind of set I met in Delhi and Mumbai, and I discussed through it. So I prepared a questionnaire, I spoke to them, obviously left some open-ended questions also where they can just feel their heart and say that why it is important to have something like this. Because the importance of anything is very important, is the most, supreme in any business you want to shape up. So I understood that the importance is there. The existence of this kind of a concept really is workable and can be, supportive in terms of
the women. You got positive feedback from the
very positive
people you talk to.
Very
positive. First, yes, at this time, it was like few months after you left your job already, right? Was your, like, you're not making any money at this time. Was your, were you like financially supporting your family before that? I'm curious to know.
No, I have not been really very, supporting my parents, but yes, I was supporting my brothers
So
since we
now
all were
that ran
dipping
out,
in.
right? In that case, now that you are not having any job, that must have ran out. Like, how did that go? Not being
I
able
think.
to financially support the people you were supporting before, like few months before.
So I think what there's a saying that what goes around comes around. There's a song also by Justin Timberlake. I always listen to that song. So since I was in that point in time, my brothers were really studying, and even my father is a businessman, and Shubhra and Mare were working as full time. Into their still they are working full time. So support, what goes around comes around. It was like that. There's no the point I left my job and started working on it. My young brother got a job and he started learning. Then my father somehow his business started very well, and Shubhra and Maria were supporting me. So in this that time financially, obviously you have to cut down a lot of expenses what you had previously, because being an entrepreneur is not that easy. You have to really cut down your
What do you
all
cut down?
you know high
What
end.
is like one thing that you would cut down?
I think three things which majorly I really cut down was one was moving to a small house.
Oh,
First
you
thing
did.
which we did,
You actually moved from a
because
small
we have to,
house. You actually moved.
so we moved to,
Wow.
yes,
Yeah,
I
yeah.
moved. I moved to a small house. The first thing which I could really cut down on, and then second was since you are a you are a marketing professional, so I'm a very social person, and my every weekend we have to I meet my lot of friends, and when you go out, it's like a really quite high spending.
Yeah.
So I cut down on that, and that was something which I did. Traveling. I always drive by my own, but then seeing the scenario that I have to really work on my finances also while I'm developing my startup, I started traveling with metros. I started traveling with autos again. I mean, obviously in colleges we did that, but after 9 years, when you have earned good in your life, you start making your life a bit uplifted. So I did that, but I did cut down on all these things financially to really make myself more stable. And no EMIs. So whatever things were there on EMIs, I really either I just stopped it, or credit cards all gone. No credit cards. Only debit cards, so that you know how much you have in the kitty. And less of less of party. Definitely that was something. So I think these three things I really cut down, and it really helped me to be more more concentrated on my work. It helped me actually.
And
because
it,
you have to.
so you are having this first of all, thanks for talking about this. Not many are willing to talk about the struggling times, and I think that leaves an unfair ideal for people who are listening to live up to, right? We only talk about the good things and not so much of the bad things. So thanks for talking about that. So at this time, you
Thanks.
already you talked to a few people. You had Maria and Shubhra. You were kind of partnering with. They still had their full-time job, but they were also supporting you on your project with their brain power. How
Yes,
did the final
definitely.
solution come about? You talked about a time when you when Maria reached a breaking point. Tell us about that time.
So we were just since the research part was over, we met the women, we got the idea that this is something has to be there. But still, the discussion was happening, the brainstorming. One day, me, Maria, and Shubhra were just sitting together, and I was working, and Shubhra just came from office, and Maria was quite late. She came somewhere around 10:30, 11 in the night, and she was just it was her when I while I was seeing her life was so hectic. I mean, from she starts her day at 6 o'clock and ends up somewhere on 11 and 12. That was the breaking point that, if it is only academics in life, you can only earn money and really, go with your life only into full-time jobs and everything. You will not be really happy, because Maria was really exhausted at that point in time. And, we see her often doing that, because she has been really working very high into researches that are very, very much brainstorming things, and, it takes a lot of time. So the day I saw her, really going into this mode where she was actually more or less, I just want to just quit this up, or, you know, I just want to move out of it. How do I do that? Because again, she will, if she will go into academics, either she can just go and, you know, go and find out another job, or it can be something which is more of a solution in terms of having her own time, but also what she loves to do.
Yeah.
And that was when I thought that it has to be a talent, yeah, which is not academics, but other than that. So I think that day I decided that now this has to develop into three shapes. I mean, the shape was decided of Mendel Exology, and the name, I should say that at that breaking point, I got the name also Women Relaxology.
And
it
this
has
was
to relax.
Yeah, it was. It has to relax. Yeah, it was. It's a very relax. Like I said in the beginning, it's a self-explanatory name. It, that one name, Women Relaxology, tells it all. So finally, you launched the brand in January 2016, and then you briefly talked about the offerings. What were the offerings at that time? What did you start with?
So we started with three things basically. We started with learning distinct talent, networking, and shopping. Because while I was researching with the women, I told you earlier, we got to know that these three things were really more exciting for them in terms of if you talk about a relaxing time, or if you talk about you know, freedom time, or be yourself kind of thing. And when I talk about talent, it's not about academics, but it's more of distinct talent, or you can say different talent, a unique
extracurricular talent. Kind of
extracurricular,
like,
you can say,
playing
kind
guitar,
of
playing guitar, singing, things like that.
I think it was more of, so many things were there on the table, you know, that point in time, Rohit. And guitar and singing is definitely something which really relaxes the mind. But if you really want to make it a talent, it takes a lot of years to convert it into talent.
That's true.
And I think it has to be built from a very nascent stage. At the age of 25, you can't be a singer.
Got
suddenly.
It. So something which you also have to pick talents which are relatively easy to learn and master or get to a certain level.
Yes.
Ah, that's interesting.
Yes.
So what is the first event you had?
So the first event which we had was in our section of talent was photography.
I see. That was
and
the first ever
I
event,
think,
right? Not just the section of talent.
Sorry?
Like, that was the first ever event as Women Relaxology.
The first
right?
ever.
Okay.
Yes, the first ever event of Women Relaxology. So that was a photo walk we conducted
and
at Qutub Minar.
Right?
That was in June, yes.
So you launched in January and you had the first event in June. Why did it take so long?
Because, you know, when I started framing Women Relaxology, when I launched Women Relaxology, then it was more of networking, which we used to do with the women we are going to, you know, do the events with. Because when you have to frame an event, you need at least, you know, 2 months of time, 3 months of time to really have users. Because when you don't have users, then who will come into your end? Who will understand you, what you are giving, what you are saying? So it was more of a, you know, networking
and
talking about the concept, making it more viral to people who we want to reach. So it was more of a time investment we did in last 4 months.
It's like a brand building, you can say.
Brand building, yes, you
I
can
see.
Say that. We were more into brand building.
So the first event, what was the first event and how did it go?
So the first event was on 5th June 2016 with Maria. It was a photo walk we conducted at Qutub Minar, New Delhi. Started at 6 o'clock, really harassing for the women to come from every part of the you know, city to
at
come
least,
at 6 o'clock
and
skip the
traffic.
So I mean, and it was really so nice to see. I mean, I'll come to it. It was so nice to see them in the morning, because the photo walk was more of about clicking Qutub Minar with different angles in shade and light. I mean, there are some terminologies in photography. If you pass on those lights, then you will not be able to pick that distant thing which you want. So
the time was essential to your event itself.
Yes, it was very essential, because it was more of morning, first sunlight coming on Qutub Minar, and how does it reflect on other things. So monument photography, I mean, as I told you, Maria is a photographer, she knows that how important the time frame is. So that was the first event. It costed somewhere around, I mean, it was a paid workshop that costed the participants somewhere around 1,000 rupees. And we had good 5 to 8 people who joined us.
How did they know? Like, were they all friends of friends, or were they all strangers? Or
so, I mean,
how did they come to know also actually about the event? What did you do to let people know?
So, while we were, last 4 months doing the brand building activities, we were doing two, three things. One was we were very active on social media. We started posting everything what we were doing about Women Relaxology on Facebook. We created a group where we activated all the friends and friends of friends into that particular group, where they can, just see the post, just understand what Women Relaxology is, what we are offering. And then, in BTL, I would say, in terms of marketing, it is said BTL. What we did there, we started putting below the line marketing. So it's like more of activities and promotions you do in your nearby societies or the kind of TG you are looking at.
Right.
So what we did was, we started making small posters and hoardings, and we started fixing it in the RWS and societies where, women can really see that what exactly is Women Relaxology, because the name is such, when someone sees Women Relaxology, it clicks, it's about women, let me see what it is.
Yeah.
So, I think that was something which we started doing 3 months back. So that's how people were aware that, these kind of things are offered by Women Relaxology.
Mm-hmm.
And it was first event. So yes, the number was low, and we were expecting these kind of, this kind of number only, because when you are doing your first event, people are, and it's 6 a.m. in the morning, I think it's pretty tough. But I asked Mari also, can we do it in the evening? She said, no, if you want to really put some beautiful pictures on your website of this event, you have to do it in the morning. I said, okay, fine. We'll listen to you. So that's how it is, I think. But yes, it was one of the most memorable event, I would say, because the women were friends of friends were also there, and some strangers were also there who were just the part of the group of Facebook. And they came to the event.
Oh, it must have been. I remember when first stranger messaged me about my podcast, for example, not friends of friends.
Mm.
And even if it is one person, it feels really good, right? The first unknown person you are helping. I mean, at least it was for me.
And it was actually, they were just saying that, we are seeing your post, we are seeing your work. And one of them was a foreigner, actually, I remember.
Uh-huh.
She was a foreigner, and she was living in New Zealand, and she could see the post. I think she was added in the group. And she was saying, Neha, this kind of a particular forum or concept or you can say a model is something which is required in every part of the world. I was actually zapped when she said that to me. I said, how come? She says, it is said that women are stressed out, they want something. It is in every part of the country, every part of the world. If something like this is developed in every part of the world, it will be so much easy for the women of today to really, have their own time, have their own relaxing time. I was so happy that, oh God, I can think of more internationally also, not only nationally. So it was a compliment for me, and I was happy that, someone who's outside our country has been here, and on the first event she's saying that this kind of concept or business model should really be there into other countries of the world also.
So and you I launched think, that event was and very... you started, you had more events, right? After June you had
yes,
some networking event, budget travel talk, and you also launched shopping. We talked about three things: learning,
yes,
talent, networking, and shopping. Tell us about shopping, actually. Mm-hmm. When did you launch it, and how did it go?
So we launched shopping in the month of September. That point in time, we started, since Diwali was approaching and the festivals were approaching in India. So what we thought of, that really give them something which is more personal, more kind of my thing to them. So we launched personalized mugs in Women Relaxology shopping section. The idea was to really make them closer to the concept, because when you really do a lot of activities with your mugs, like in the morning you start, you have your cup of coffee, or you have your lemon and honey with that, you feel that there's something which is important in my life. So I think we started with that, and we wanted to start more into like, you know, t-shirts, then more personalized items of
Reflexology. Neha, you know, when you said shopping, I was thinking like a communal shopping experience. I didn't imagine products, actually. I was thinking that women love shopping, like my wife loves shopping also. I was thinking something like, you know, a group of people going shopping together. But this is interesting. Keep going.
While the time this, you know, shopping as a product, why it is important, because what we were thinking that women who are making products, the idea of shopping is, I tell you, what we are trying to do now is that the women who are, you know, making their own products, like, you know, there are a lot of women in India who are having their own small business. I mean, they're making like handicraft items, they're making beautiful. Yeah, handicrafts, beautiful saris, or, you know, handbags or accessories. So what we are trying to do with the shopping is that to collaborate with those women on the platform of shopping at Women Relaxology and try to give them a platform where they can sell their products to their target audience directly. So that's the whole idea of shopping with Women Relaxology. And I mean, right now we are just in the phase of collaborating with them. So that would be so soon uploaded and would be seen by February on the website and at the center also. So that's how the idea of shopping is.
Sorry, got it. So you already have some validation from the market, right? You have people coming to your events and you launch shopping and so on. And you were trying to raise money, but it did not go well in the beginning. Tell us about it. In October 2016, what happened when you tried to go to investor?
Yes. Oh, that's a painful time, but it's okay. I can discuss that. The people should know the low time of Women Relaxology also. So I think in my mind, it's very clear that, you know, it's all about women and, you know, we have to empower them. We have to really improve their quality of life. And through Women Relaxology, they should have the confidence that, you know, whenever I have to have my own peaceful time, Women Relaxology stands for me, whether I have to go for a solo travel, whether I want to write a book, or whether I want to learn photography. But in this whole gamut of things, I think, I really forget one thing which really pinged back to me when I was meeting an investor in just 3 months back, in the month of October. Last October, I was meeting him. And he said that, you know, you are just talking about women. It's all about women. You haven't thought of that what a husband would think of, what a father would think of, what a brother would think of. So I was like, I mean, what do you mean by that? He said, you have just said that, you know, you will give a solution of making them learn photography, making them travel solo in a group of, group of girls, you will make them travel. But do you have really thought of that, you know, what if the male of the home or the partner opposite to her stops her doing it? Mm. How would you accept that challenge? Mm. And, you know, at that point in time, I realized that exactly I've never thought of that. Mm-hmm. I have never thought of building that. How can I really make Women Relaxology a positive forum for the opposite, gender, mm-hmm. or I would say the person who is, there in the family, who's a male, will really, not only think of making it positive for them, for the women in the house, but also positive for him. That, for example, when I had a conversation with the investor, he said that, you know, I am a big investor and I fulfill all the needs of my women. I mean, my wife is like, you know, she's happy in whatever she does. She has all the freedom to do, but why will I send her to you, and if she wants to have a relaxing time, she will go shopping outside.
This sounds like a casual comment, right? Why was it painful to hear it from the investor? It doesn't sound like a painful thing to hear. Why was it painful?
So it was painful because I have never thought of that angle, you know, because yes, it is something which may be blocking my users to come in and, you know, have more chat with me. I think this part I have ignored, or I would say I have just passed on. And, you know, because that is very important when you're talking about women empowerment, when you're talking about giving some freedom and help to, giving some happiness to the women, it is very important that people, the male or, you know, the husband, the father, the brother, they should be supportive of it.
Got it. So
I never thought of using it.
The painful part was you missed something so basic. That's why it was painful.
So basic.
What did you do with it? What did you do after that? So I'm guessing the investor ended up not investing, which was probably also painful.
Yeah, he did not invest it actually. But we are in touch actually. Because I'm like a person who always, that's as you can say a quality or there is there in me that I never take, criticization or, comments which are not good as offensively, but I try build on it. So when he said that to me, I thought that, yes, I have to really make some kind of arrangements where I really seek that how, these people are behaving with my platform, which I'm providing to women. So I think last 3 months have been really working on it. I mean, what we are right now doing is we are trying. I mean, I always go back to research, whenever I have a gateway to pass on in my startup, what I do is I research. So what I did was the research is still going on. So I would maybe share the results with you whenever we have a next talk or anything. So we are trying to find out that how much this platform excites, or how much this platform is looking supportive to the male or to the right. husband or to the father or to the brother. How much excited are they about it? And right. what are the loopholes they feel that, can be worked upon it? Because that can be a possibility that women is going out of the house saying that I'm going to a women relaxology meetup and his husband is annoyed. We just don't want there should be any bad part happening in their lives because of women relaxology. And just something which is very basic. So we are just trying to work it on. That how can we really make it more supportive through the male of the house.
You're still trying to find what is the reason or what are the root cause. Then you have to come up with the solution. So it's still like the step one. So that investor ended up not investing, but someone else did, right? Tell us about it.
So I think the happy news is on New Year 2017 is that...
It was right on the day of New Year, right on January 1st?
Oh, it has been, the talks were happening, but that has been the agreement is from 1st of January. Nice. Yes, you can say it's on the new year.
Got it. Nice.
So on 2017, Women Relaxology has been incubated and invested by one of the incubator investors of India named as ReRise. Mm-hmm. And we have been, incubated and invested by them. So we are there with them now from 1st of January. And the next steps are we are going to move in our own office. We are going to extend with more employees and we are planning
right
to just open the women.
Right now, you're just you and few other people working as a part-time thing. So you're going to hire your first employees, I believe.
We have two people working with us full time.
Oh yeah.
But yes, in terms of, yes. So, but in terms of now hiring employees would be like full fledged operations of Women Relaxology will happen. So there would be more number of events. There would be no more number of these shopping events would be happening. Meetups would be happening. The numbers would grow now. Mm-hmm. So it's now no more only just a prototype, but it's a full-fledged business which would be rolling on from.
You are also planning to open centers, right? Tell us more about it.
Yes. So since we are incubated and invested, so we would be opening center by the second quarter of the
What's
year.
What's a center? What happens and in the center?
So the women relaxology concept is more about if you remember initially what I said that the place. If there is a place which exists, which has everything like this.
Got it. So you can conduct your events in that place. You can have your talks in that place. You can have your merchandise in that place.
Yeah.
And so on. Got it.
Yes.
But it's not a corporate office. So you'd be working from a different location.
Yes, yes, yes. So our office will be different. But yes, the center would be there. Probably we'll try to open it up in Q2, which is the second quarter of the year. Starting with maybe Gurgaon or Delhi. Let's see where we open up.
Nice. Good news. Great news. I'm glad to hear and good luck with the rest of the year.
Thank you so much, Rohit. I think we talked on the right day. I have something good to share.
Yeah. So we missed one session, right? Like because of my bad scheduling, we missed last week, and it was
No,
good that we missed
I
it.
think it was, you know, it was destined to be, because if you would have talked to me that day, I would not have shared this
Yeah,
good news that, you know,
exactly.
Vimentolex Algae has got an investor and incubator. So I think that happened for good.
Nice, good, good. So, what advice do you have for others who are just starting out?
So I think two things which I learned in my 1 year of journey of startup is to really learn from your failures, because don't give up seeing that, you know, something is failing and you have to really not concentrate on it. So don't give up on your failures, learn from it and start working out on it. And second is, when you pick up those pain points of life which you really have experienced, it shines. Women in Exology is something which was a pain point for me, for many women who I experienced and met in my life. And that's how this concept is so unique, that I thought that it is only in India that I could really see this. But when I met some international, you know, travelers, women who are participating in our events, they feel that this kind of thing should exist in their country also.
Yeah.
So, you know, when the pain points are from heart, no, it is not only for you. It is for a lot of people around the world.
Yeah. It's two things. Be persistent. And second one is scratch your own itch. I think this is... these are recurring themes, I must say, in most of the interviews, which makes a point, right, that it is universally applicable. So if someone listening to us wants to connect with you, what is the best way for them to connect with you online?
So I think we are available on Twitter. You can connect with us by Women Relaxology, WOMN RELAXOLOGY, or you can write down to us at you know, neha@womenrelaxology.com, neha@womenrelaxology.com.
That's great. And I will leave those links in the show notes as well. Neha, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Rohit. It was wonderful.
Thank you for tuning in. To get updates on latest episodes, make sure you subscribe with your email by going over to breakingtheborders.com. If you know anyone good as a guest, shoot me an email. I will reach out to the guest, get hold of them, and ask them all the questions that you have. My email is rohit@breakingtheborders.com. Thanks again and have an amazing day.